WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bauer Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
It's Thursday. You know what that means. It's time for The Rack, where we talk news, notes, and we review a video game. That's the plan tonight, chat. That's the plan. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's at Rec Radio Show. At Lynn's Work. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RecRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTRLive to interact with us live here tonight, where no brackets will be busted.
Nope.
Not on this show, at least.
We're a slam dunk every time?
Yeah, let's go with that. I guess.
I don't know. I got nothing. I got nothing on that one. Anyway, it's Thursday. We're gonna have some fun, guys. We're gonna talk about some stuff. Like, we actually get to have a discussion, and we get to hear Rock geek out about 2K26 because he's been playing it all week and he's been having so much fun, right?
Yeah. We've been having a lot of fun. We've streamed a bunch. We played through it, so we'll talk about that in the back half of the show tonight.
But I say we jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. That's youtube.com/MBG1211. And we are leading off with WWE and Front Office Sports announcing today a new content partnership that will bring audiences closer to key moments and tentpole events through access-driven behind-the-scenes content. According to the press release, during this dynamic content partnership, WWE and FOS will collaborate on the creative development and execution of storytelling projects surrounding marquee premium live events, including WrestleMania and international growth. That's an odd pairing. FOS will showcase the behind the scenes of the WWE tentpole events across its website and social channels. God, I can talk. Beginning with WrestleMania 42 at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas on Saturday 18th and Sunday, April
19th. WWE is controlling the media. Did you not know this?
Well, I mean, they have for years, but...
I know, okay. but everyone's upset that they're controlling the media by with announcing this partnership. This is they're going to do posts about the brand and stuff. Wow, they're going to publicize numbers and talk about, probably have interviews with talent and push the product. It's not a big deal.
I mean, they're on ESPN already. Like, I don't see a problem.
But, you know, but the problem is ESPN, with ESPN, is they've stopped them from letting them do new grades. Because, you know, they got a bad grade the first time, and then they got a decent grade the second time. So WWE put a stop to the grades. And you know, people are mad about them putting a stop to the grades.
Well, I mean, the grade thing is a little shitty. Like,
but if you're basing your opinions around one website's grade on something, or you get mad that they don't post a grade, touch grass.
Well, I mean, to be fair, there's only one person's grading who actually matters. And if it's not under 100 stars, then what are we even doing here?
That is very true. What are we doing here? What exactly are we doing here? I do not know. But
no, I mean, it's just another way to get publicity. That's all.
Yeah, they're going to promote the big events.
Who owns that?
I have no idea. But mm-hmm. I see their posts from time to time. It's like they do a little bit of reporting and stuff. It's great. It's partnerships. They get access. That's the deal. It's not going to hurt anybody to showcase and publicize a WWE event. It is not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, so they've created the partnership. They're going to get the articles. They're going to get the interviews. They're going to get the podcasts. It's not any different than what goes on in terms of Sports Illustrated or ESPN or anything else. Like, the only difference is because WWE does have the partnership with ESPN that they can have a level of control over the reporting. But for this, for example, I'm sure there will be some journalistic integrity involved, in the sense that if something's bad, they get to call it bad. Like, they're not going to sit there and kiss WWE's ass if something's bad, and they're not going to say it as such.
But they're also not covering the event. They're covering lead up to event and like the creative process and story, and like they're pushing the angles and stories and stuff. It's promotion. Like, people get upset about everything.
It's marketing. Guys, yeah, it's marketing.
It is, in fact, marketing.
Just everybody chill. It's marketing. It's fine.
So, Lindsay, in case you didn't have a seat at WrestleMania, you can get a new seat on the stage.
No.
But why not?
Because that's where they set off the pyro. I don't want to be next to the pyro. Also, how much is that going to cost?
I don't know. You click the link. You tell me how much it is.
So, in case you don't know what we're talking about, for WrestleMania, in partnership with the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, announced that fans can purchase seats positioned atop the iconic WrestleMania 42 set for the first time ever when the premium live event takes place on Saturday, April 18th and Sunday, April 19th from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Limited tickets for premium seats, which offer fans a one-of-a-kind elevated viewing experience inside the stadium, will go on sale Friday, March 20th at 1 p.m. Eastern. So, you know, go to Ticketmaster.com and get your stuff. I like how it's iconic. I like how the set is already iconic. Like, it's not even...
You haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it yet.
I mean, they did it last year. They put people up there. The view looked cool.
The view looked cool, but again, that's where they set the pyro off. And you miss all the entrances. Like, you can't see anybody walk out because you're above. So you miss that part of the show, which part of the reason you go to WrestleMania is for the entrances. Like, come on.
But, it, you know, if you're, you know...
having trouble selling tickets. Maybe let's not put the seats on the stage. Let's put them in the crowd first.
I can't even get the page to pull up right now.
It doesn't even tell you on Ticketmaster the seat cost.
Yeah, because they're not on sale yet. But I applaud them for doing a thing and trying a thing, but I'm going to second the fact that you need to put butts in the regular seats before you put butts in the special seats. And if everything is to be believed, they are having difficulty filling the regular seats.
But hey, like they sold over 2,000 tickets for night two and almost 2,000 tickets for night one on Stone Cold Steve Austin Day.
Well, yeah, because they were 31% off.
No. 31.6% off.
Whatever. The 0.6% doesn't really make a difference, okay?
It sure does.
Like, yeah, I mean, they discounted the tickets, so of course people bought them with the discount. Of course they did, because I can get a seat for slightly cheaper. Like, let's not forget, everybody, that I think for the nosebleeds, not even any of the bowls, the nosebleeds, the very tippy top of that stadium, I think is what, $200 to $300?
Correct.
So that's entry. That's entry to get into one of the shows, not even both of the shows. One, we'll say conservatively, $250 starting, not including flights, hotels, meals, transportation, other entertainment outside the show. Any of the extras that you want to do in Vegas that are not related to WWE or the ones that are, $250 just to get into the show.
Correct.
So yeah, you offer 31.6% off, and some people are going to say, yeah, okay, all right. It's not quite half off, but you know, that at least brings it down a little bit. Like, for $250, that brings it down, what, to close to $200? So, like, that's something, but still, it's a lot of money. It's just a lot of money. And in today's economy, with everything that's going on right now, that's a hard sell. I'm sorry. It's a hard sell. Like, I hope they sell it out. And I'm sure they will have it filled by the end. But they also have bigger problems in the fact that with everything going on, they have to figure out the Saudi Arabia situation. Because I don't think they're going to be going over to Saudi anytime soon.
June is in very much doubt.
It should be. It really should be, because there's going to be a lot of people that are not necessarily comfortable with going over, and I would not blame them in the slightest. Like, I'm sure the Saudis will do everything they can to protect WWE, but at the same time, there's something
you don't want to test it at this point. You could push events that they make it up next year.
Like, I'm sure they can work something out where it's like, hey, just for, because it's like for the same token, like, I'm sure it would be easier for the Saudis if they aren't there, because that's one less security headache they have to worry about. Because let's all be real, the event would be a target. The event would 100% be a target. Like, so it's
like the year with COVID, they pushed them. They just added events on to different years.
Yeah. So I'm sure for this, it's going to be, hey, just for security, we're not going to come over in June. We're going to kind of see how this all plays out and go from there. But yeah, like, I wish them luck. Like, I hope it sells. I hope WrestleMania sells out. They get the seats filled. Again, we talked about this before, but I would be very interested to know for WrestleMania where the break-even point is for the show. Like, how many tickets or how much they have to sell for everything for the break-even. On everything, and if they're there.
Oh, they're there. Easily. So now there. Everything else is just profit. Yeah, it's just profit.
But isn't part of the company, like, operating budget set based on what they do for WrestleMania?
I have no idea.
I think I remember that. Remember seeing that or hearing that in one of the shows that they, I think it was on Real or it was something where I think they said that if they have a bad WrestleMania, it's a bad fiscal year. Because
I think that was a long time ago. I think that was a long time ago. With billion-dollar TV contracts, they're fine.
They're fine?
Yeah.
Let's hope so. In additional news, happy congratulations to Eric and Sarah Logan. They announced that they are expecting their third child, and they're going to have a little girl. So congratulations to them. It's very exciting.
Congrats.
Eric is going to be the most adorable girl dad ever. He's so excited. Moving on, CMLL has officially announced that the current World Heavyweight Champion Claudio Castagnoli has signed a dual CMLL AEW contract. He's the first member of the AEW roster to sign such a deal.
That's interesting. The contracts have been going the other way, where CMLL stars have been signing with AEW now. One goes the other way. It's interesting. I don't get it, why you need to, but hey, here we are.
It's a curious situation, I guess, to stop him from going to other promotions in Mexico. That's the only thing I can figure.
Or they just want him more often, so they'll pay him more money just to come more often.
That's fair.
I think that's probably what it is.
It's probably what it is, but who knows? When was the last time he was on AEW TV?
Last night.
Okay. Well, I hadn't heard about him in a while.
Well, he's part of Mox's group, so they're always there. He's not the center focus. Mox is.
Oh, okay. So he's not the diva. Mox is the diva. Got
it. Correct. And we knew that since day one.
I mean, that's fair. So TNA, moving on, has been making some moves. It was announced earlier this week that TNA Wrestling and iHeartMedia are going to do a major multi-platform collaboration. What's going to happen is that TNA is going to integrate across iHeartMedia's weekly television. Or wait, no, let me actually read that right. It's a new multi-platform collaboration that will integrate iHeartMedia across TNA's premium live events, weekly television program, digital platforms, and fan experiences, while tapping into iHeart's expansive nationwide audio network to engage fans across broadcasts, live events, and digital media in new and dynamic ways. What's really worthy about this, or what's really interesting about this, is that iHeart is going to be the presenting sponsor for TNA Wrestling's Dream Seats, the premium front row seating program at TNA live events. The sponsorship will include branding seating elements, digital ticket integrations, and arena announcements, and exclusive fan engagement opportunities throughout the year.
Interesting.
They're also going to be the presenting sponsor of TNA Wrestling's pay-per-view pre-show for all the remaining 2026 live events.
Nice.
I mean, it's a huge score.
It is. That's a good one. That's what happens when you're on AMC. You get bigger deals.
So I'm very curious to see how this is going to work. Just as a note, like, the radio industry, which is who iHeart really focuses in on and owns, is having a resurgence and is becoming stronger. So this is a very key partnership right now for TNA. I want to see how it works. And it's not from iHeart sponsoring TNA's side of things. It's how TNA is going to integrate into iHeart. I really want to see how they do that, because that's cool. Like, I saw that and I was like, oh, okay. All right. Are you guys going to do like podcasts? Are you going to do interviews? Are you guys finally going to do commercials and marketing? Like, how's this going to work?
Right.
So, very excited to see the partnership launch. It will start on April 11th at Rebellion.
Nice.
So check it out. And in another move, TNA Wrestling and Eurosport have announced a new multi-year exclusive programming agreement for India.
Yeah, working with Warner Meters Discoveries over there. So, begins in July of 2027. And yeah, that's a big deal. They're growing again internationally, so they're doing like big things. They're growing again,
which is what they need to do. Yeah. I mean, we all know that. Like, that's obvious. But like, good on them. Like, I love to see this stuff for them, just because they're the little wrestling promotion that could. They just keep going no matter what. So seeing them make big moves like this and become a larger player in the overall space is fantastic. And I want nothing but good things for them. So let's see if they can make it happen.
Indeed.
Blaine Brents.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
This is sad. Santos Escobar is out with a torn tricep.
Hashtag blame Brent.
He went in hurt and then got injured at the AAA show this past weekend. So not good for him. So we'll see how long he's out for. But it should be a few months.
Yeah, but feel better, Santos. I hope it recovers. And with that, I say we take a break.
Sounds good.
All right, so when we come back, Rock is going to geek out about WWE 2K26, and we're going to tell you what's good about the game, what's bad about the game, and what we think could be improved. So you're listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. The clock is ticking.
and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes and we're out. We got 3 minutes and we're out of here. The clock is ticking and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes and we're out. Is this thing on?
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTRLive? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. I mean Prime Gaming. Or maybe it's just Prime. It's the easiest way to support us for free.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Did you know you can use support a creator code Rockin' Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK. In the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, y'all, we are talking about 2K26. It's out.
It is. WWE 2K26 is now available for PS5, Xbox Series X and S. It is available on Nintendo Switch 2, and it is available on PC via Steam. Go buy, download the video game, and now it's available in multiple editions, from a standard edition, the King of Kings edition, all the way up to the Monday Night War edition.
You choose the edition you want to buy, whether you want to buy just the base game with the standard edition, or if you would like all six ringside passes that will be available throughout the year, go get the Monday Night War edition. It's all available now. Go get it. Go buy it. And we're here to talk all about it. Thanks to our friends over at 2K for providing access to the video game. We were able to spend a majority of the past week diving deep into the game. We have streamed a bunch of it, just so everyone could see different elements of the video game. We tried to give a nice like collection of different things. We did some Royal Rumble. We did a Royal Rumble. We showed war games. We showed off the new match types. We played through the showcase mode for people. We did one version of the career mode on stream, and we did a bunch of different matches just so everyone get a taste of what you can get when you get WWE 2K26. To start, we're going to start where we normally start, and it's the hair on the wrestlers in WWE 2K26, because that's usually a thing where they have issues, where they have issues with. And every year, they kind of improve. Mm-hmm. And as we talk about every year, a little bit of improvement. And this year, they made a little bit more of a stride in terms of hairs. They don't look as awkward as they used to do. On some talent, there's still some issues with them. Mainly, the weirder issues with hair are on the older wrestlers. Not gonna lie, the older wrestlers who have lost hair to gain hair back kind of look a little awkward. Like Triple H with hair, it's weird.
See, Triple H hadn't had hair for years.
For years, but when you're taking it all the way back to the Attitude Era in like 1998, Hunter has hair. It's like, huh. Because when you think of Triple H with hair, you think of the mid-2000s Hunter, which is in the, you know, where it's like usually wet and stuff. But back in 98, it was like dried hair. So it was like, it just comes up weird. I'd say it's bad. It looks a little weird when you're used to seeing him with a buzzed head, which was the opposite for the longest of time. But no, they've done a better...
He shaved his head, and we were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and now here we are. It's his look. But they've done a better job with the hairs. Like, there's like different curls and stuff for some people's hairs. They mastered the hair. It moves better, mm-hmm. and that's kind of what we like to see. But graphically, the game is as beautiful as it's been. Blood looks really good in the game. A lot of the faces look really, really good. You can tell they've spent some time trying to improve them. The outfits always look pretty good. They got a better job of things not going through each other, which is a biggest step improvement. Made a bunch of changes with the lighting to keep presentation to where it kind of matches the real life presentation. You could see they made some parts a little darker and a little lighter, and they made minor tweaks to it. One quality of life change for graphic wise is in the Royal Rumble. So what we like to do, especially around Royal Rumble time, is we like to simulate the Royal Rumble and kind of, you know, guess who's coming out next. And sometimes you notice it, but sometimes you don't. Big quality of life. They brought picture in picture into the Royal Rumble.
Which is nice. Which
is like the old school picture in picture to show, oh, hey, here's a wrestler coming to the ring, and you actually see them run to the ring. It's like, oh, is that so-and-so? And so now you know the person. I thought that was a good quality of life change. One thing I noticed when playing the game in the Royal Rumble, though, is the overlay to, like, eliminate somebody goes behind the overlay for the stamina bars at the bottom, and it's like, you lose track, because there's what we did on stream, is like, I didn't notice I was being tossed out and in the mini game until late, because it was behind the bars. I was like, oh. And so I'm already halfway eliminated by the time I noticed it because the bars were over. It's like, we gotta just layer that differently and it'll be good. But graphically, the game looks good. It's a good moving game. The one thing you do notice with the graphics, though, when you do the career mode, which we'll get into in a bit, is when they talk. The mouths are a little awkward when they speak. But there's nothing you can really do to change that. In terms of gameplay, they added a new stamina system. So it's a purple bar that comes into play a lot when you're playing the game. And according to the internet, it was a big uproar at first because people don't like change, which we all know people don't like changes. I like the stamina system, but it needs tweaking because sometimes it kicks in way too fast is the best way to describe it. I think that's people's issue. It mainly is You do a couple moves, and then you can get hit with the purple stamina bar. And it's like, huh, maybe we need to tweak it a little bit, work on that. I'm not sure how you tweak it, but maybe you let us do a couple more moves before you kind of slow us down. Because they want to change the pace of the game. So it's like, I understand that. But you can, one, turn it off in-game. So if you don't like it, you can turn it off and play the way you want. But I think it could use some tweaking before it kicks in. In terms of gameplay, they've added more mini games in the start of the matches. You can hype the crowd, you get stare downs, you can attack. I thought it was cool. It wasn't something I thought of, but it's like, all right, I can see that. You want to do the handshake in the beginning before the match and then cheap stop someone. All right, cool. I like that. For entrances, you could control the pyro and taunting, which is a little fun addition. I don't know how, after a week or two, how much it'll be cool, but it's a nice little addition. In terms of full gameplay, weapon physics are very much enjoyable. Thumbtacks were cool addition. I want to kind of see more stuff like that. There's a lot more weapons in the environments, especially like in the backstage parking lot things. A lot of elements, weapons are available to play, which are cool. Thumbtacks, there's the what they need to do. All right, 2K, let us use the cinder blocks. They're there. They move. Let us pick them up and use them as weapon. That'd be cool. Something I learned today, or it was last night, I should say, when I was finishing up the other My Rise for the female babyface version. There's a Royal Rumble chair with the Royal Rumble like logo and stuff on it. Like, oh, that's cool. Now we can use that as an extra weapon. So hopefully in the future we can put our own logos on chairs. That would be cool, 2K. Just saying. That'd be cool.
It would be cool, but they would have to police that really, really hard because there's
but you can make
up stuff that could happen.
There is, but you also, but if it's for your own game, it is whatever. But you can bring in your own logos in general anyhow. So it's like you're making signs, you're doing all these things in general, and if they go through this, the process of uploading and passes the system, you should be okay. But I think that's a good quality of life feature going forward. Playing in the backstage area a bit, though, going between the arena and backstage, trying to get through it, and I think it was in the showcase mode or something. And I was like, I know where the button should be, but it wasn't, like, ticking off. So maybe that's just something in that mode where it's like, you gotta be in a certain spot. But it's like, can we just tweak the area where it's like, if you're in this general area, you should be able to go between both environments. But the one thing, the biggest change in the game is, one, the ragdoll physics. So basically what they've done in the backstage and in off the cell and stuff, before there was always this like this invisible wall where you couldn't just like do something. Like you would like run into it and collide with it. Or you try to whip someone and they would kind of just fall into this invisible wall because just based on the environment. They've removed a lot of those barriers, those invisible wall barriers, which allows you just to blindly send people off of thing. You're on the top, you can throw them off. You can throw them off the cell easier. You can throw them off all the different environments backstage easier. Fast improvement. So we're doing one where the guy just completely fell off the top of the thing. I was like, that is just tremendous. Makes for funnier gameplay. Reversals, though. We're going to talk more about that in a minute, but reversals, even on normal, I get it. Sometimes they're frustrating, especially in showcase mode, which we'll talk about. But they reverse a lot. Good. It makes the matches draw out. But they've really upped the percentage on reversals. In terms of like gameplay, but it's sort of gameplay, but it's the environment. It's we have a 4-man announced team. It is Michael Cole, Corey Graves, Booker T, and Wade Barrett. Could you guys not make a bigger table?
It's a lot of voices. I'll say that just from a watching and a listening perspective. It's a lot of voices, especially in like every single match. Because it's like, oh, they're all here all the time. Oh, okay.
But could they have made a bigger table? Because only 3 of them get to sit at the table. And then one of them randomly gets to sit off on the chair next to the table. Even Cole mentioned it on television about Corey having to sit in the chair off to the side on the announce table.
Look, somebody has to get the cuck chair, okay? That's just how it works.
But yeah, they're kind of just off to the side and watching. And yeah. But I like that they added the new tables. That's a good addition. Alright, so that's general gameplay. The gameplay, it feels smooth. It plays as it does.
They're doing great things with it and tweaking and all the things. It plays well. The game plays really, really well. All right, let's talk about My Riots. It needs more of a story. This one felt like a very limited story, even on doing both the female babyface and the male heel side of it. So you can do both sides on each, but they're basically all the same story. You just fight different opponents. It kind of, the story told is a good one. One, we may say some spoilers, where you're trying to fight the clients of Paul Heyman. On the male side is Bron Breakker. On the female side is Jordynne Grace. And Paul Heyman attempts to stop them from facing his client in the year-long story to get back to WrestleMania. There felt like a lot of filler with the My Rise matches, which is great for the Battle Pass stuff. Gives you a lot of the XP, you're playing matches, and I know that's the intention of, like, hey, you're playing the story mode, you're gaining all these stars, you're unlocking different things, because at the end of it, you have to unlock, when it's all said and done with My Rise, to get all the unlockables, you have to collect a certain amount of stars, which go between both characters that you use. So it's just, you can, once you beat the stories, you can go back, replay the stories, or you can just continue doing matches to unlock all the stars, to get all the rewards. It's good. But what it felt like once you got rolling in the story, well, you got to stop and kind of do these training matches in My Rise at live events or this or Japan or Mexico. In the past, we got more story. This one felt the story was a little short. And I get it. I get why it's shorter. I get because there's only so much story you can tell without it feeling repetitive from things you've done in the past and getting a lot of the characters and wrestler voices and stuff. It's a lot of work to nail everything down. I get it. I understand it. But there need to be a little bit more substance this year. Last year, there was a lot of meat on the bone for like hours played in it. This one felt a little lacking with the meat. But I understand why they added a lot more matches. I'm not sure what you can do. There has to be a happy medium, I think. And this one's way with too much on the, here's just a bunch of matches that really don't fit the story you're telling. Kind of wish more of those matches fit the story overall arc and play more of a story arc in, play more into the story arc than just random live event matches and such. Need a little bit. I always still like that we get both sides of the story for both the male and a female. I enjoyed the babyface side more than the heel side. I like the Wyatt stuff they did a little bit with the Wyatts. That was cool on the heel side. I thought there was a little bit more intrigue with the babyface side, the way I played it. But that's me. My Rise is fun. It lacked some meat on the bone, but it was overall pretty good.
I have one criticism on it.
Okay.
And that is when you have the characters doing the stand-ups, right? Where it's like Paul Heyman talking to you, for example. The faces are very inexpressive. Like it's Paul Heyman talking to you, right? So he's very like up and down and he's very expressive in his voice, but the face doesn't match the voice. And so it just looks a little creepy because it's just a blank face, like a blank stare at you. So I think one thing that would be cool is if they could improve the animation on the faces just a little bit, because they do have it. Like they have the capability. We see it in the matches, right? Like they can make a very expressive animated face, but for whatever reason, they chose not to do it here, which that's fine. It's not a huge thing, but like, I think it would make a lot of difference in how the story is presented because it just makes it that much more immersive, right? Like it takes you out of it for a second because, you know, you can tell it's a video game character, but like just the dead stare is kind of like, that's creepy. And it's like the same thing when I think it was Punk doing the stand up as well. It was like, you can tell that it's like CM Punk, it's his voice, it's everything, but it's just a very sort of like inexpressive presentation overall. And I think it just would help it better.
Just record their faces as they're speaking. That would
help
things. All right. We moved to Showcase. That was a fun playthrough. It was a nice use of the slingshot technology, which they said a lot of times, hey, we're using this slingshot technology to go back in time, to go change history, all the different things. But it's very seamless going between the gameplay and then the reenacted gameplay footage. As I mentioned, the reversals kind of cost you, especially when you've, you know, towards the end of a match to hit one big reversal, and then it could screw up your match or get randomly DQ'd by hitting the ref. That happened once. That was fun. But I did like the matches that were chosen. They did a nice job of picking different matches from Punk's career that you didn't expect them to pick. Like Ray and on Armageddon, that was like, okay, that's a match. And they did some of the standard ones, Taker and Randy. But they did a nice job mixing things up. We learned that CM Punk, if he stayed in WWE, would have became Daniel Bryan. We redid WrestleMania 30. He just fit himself right into the Daniel Bryan story.
That was well done.
So that was done. It was nice using him and AJ against Miz and Maurice. That was fun. CM Hart was funny. That was good. I wish we had more of that. Like, there were 10 CM Punks in the game, plus CM Hart. I would have liked to see CM Michaels or CM Helmsley or just CM Undertaker. Like, put him in more of those different scenarios as those characters. That would have been funnier. That would have been a lot funnier. We should have had more of them. But yeah. I liked how... So there was not, compared to My Rise, there was a lot more meat in the showcase mode, as there was a lot more matches to do than I thought. I thought when I was streamed it, I was like, all right, it'll be a few hour playthrough and be done. It took me a lot longer than I thought, just because there's a lot of more matches than I assumed there would be.
I think what's really interesting about Punk is to do the whole slingshot, we're going to change history moment. He's a very fun person to do that with. Just because, as we all know, CM Punk walked away from WWE the year that Bryan essentially took off. And so he's missed a lot of things, basically 10 years worth of content, and scenarios of which he could fit. So, like, I like that they were able to do this and sort of slot him into some things that he necessarily would not have been in generally, or he wouldn't have won. Like, honestly, I would have taken CM Punk beating The Undertaker and the one to end the streak over Brock Lesnar, but that's neither here nor there because it didn't really happen. But I would have taken it in a heartbeat. But, like, I like how they did this. It's a very fun sort of presentation with him, because I think we all know Punk isn't, like, ultra serious, but I think it takes him a little bit outside of his comfort zone beyond what he normally does.
Yeah.
Like, I think, especially as he's doing, like, the stand-ups and he's talking in the game, right? Because they intermix, like, live footage of him with, like, or not live, but, like, recorded footage of him with the matches. You see, like, it kind of pushes him in a different direction that you wouldn't expect to see him in, which is really nice. Like, I like how all of that was done and all of that was presented. And it was a good watch.
Time to create a section. They had two-tone hair options this year where you can two-tone the hair properly with two different colors. That was a very nice, great addition. I like the color palettes that they're giving us now. They changed that up a little bit with the... It's not just basic 8 or 9 colors. There's a lot of different variations of colors that you can use before just mixing and matching and kind of making your own out of the color. But it gives you a lot more different shades. I like that. They updated the layer styles and ability to body morph. Create a belt was pretty much the same. For Create a Superstar, the outfits are pretty much the same. There's a lot you have to unlock on the island by purchasing different things and what have you, with the in-game currency, which is fine. So you play through the island, you earn your currency, and you unlock a style. That's no big deal.
One question. Did I get my wedding dress?
I did not see a wedding dress, but I also didn't look to see if there was one. We'll have to take a look.
Did I get my wrestling wedding? I need to know.
We'll have to find that out. Create Arena, they added the LED boards. They added a ton of mat styles and ring aprons, which is a pleasant surprise. I didn't expect that. We still need more variety in video colors and just generic color things for that stuff. But we've seen some improvements. They added all the different announce tables, which is great. So you have the old one, the one they use for Raw, and then the one they use for PLEs like WrestleMania. They're all in there. So that's vast improvement. What they need to do, give us more parts. If the parts are in the video games, I say this every year, if the parts are in the video game from the arenas, let me be able to use them. Also, let me remake the modern arena. Give me the elements from today's Monday Night Raw set, which are in the game, in Create Arena,
so I can rebuild the set and maybe use my own logos or use the old Raw logos on the new set, kind of mix and match. That would be kind of cool, but they don't give us the options for like the current set. Give us the current sets and create arena. I think that'd be really cool. Just make it happen. So when they create a new PLE event, like Clash in Italy, we can reuse the current sets for PLEs or Raw or SmackDown and kind of mix and match and make them our own so they feel more modern instead of trying to use older sets. But they did add a few older sets in, but give me more stuff. I'm a creative person. I need more stuff. So that's just there. The creative stuff is still pretty much good. They add a lot more stuff to like create a show. You can pick the referee. You can have more than one referee pick now. Before you were just locked on one. You can pick multiple refs. So they'll be random and rotate on your shows, which is good. They add a lot of quality of life elements. We just need more stuff. When it comes to my GM mode, they had a couple more GMs. They probably bring Heenan's in there. Stacy Keebler's in there. The anonymous Raw general manager is in the video game. May I have your attention, please? They added an immortal mode, which is a really hard mode. It's a really hard mode because you have to build a lot more matches. They have upped the money. So the highest used to be like $4 million. Now it's $7 million. That's a lot of money because you got to buy a lot of people. They want you to use like five. I think five is the baseline, which makes sense. But if you want to spend all your, build it up and put it, buy as many people as you can, they give you $7 million. I think $7 million is a little too much, because it becomes a lot of people you have to manage. Longer season, good idea. Instead of a 25-week season, it's now a 50-week season. They added a lot more PLEs into the season mode, a lot more cards, a lot more challenges. That's a vast improvement. They add a lot more match types. It goes all the way up to 8-man match types. You also have intergender matches in my GM mode, which is cool. There are no intergender titles, so that needs to be a thing going forward. Let women challenge for men titles and men challenge for women's titles. That would help some quality there. You do invasion promos like you could back in the day in the SmackDown vs. Raw series. In that GM mode, they brought that here. Great addition. They added the ability to change the belts. So you can use any belt that is unlocked in the video game. You can add it to your GM mode. Great. So you got the ECW title on Raw or whatever. It's great. The next evolution, though, let us create our own brand. That should be the next step. Let us create our own brand in GM mode and be our GM of our own brand. That, I think, should be the next evolution. Because you let us create our own shows already. Like, get our own branding and all these different things, right? Let us have the option, create our own show. Create our own brand and be the GM of that one. So it's our brand versus Raw. Or our brand versus SmackDown. Or both. Or whatever. Like, that should be the next evolution of that mode. I think that would be fun. It gives people more creative freedom. And it takes an element from the WWE Universe mode, and where you can make your own show and bring it to GM mode, I think that would be a good balance because there's some limitations with the Universe mode that you can use now with GM mode, and I think that would be the perfect combination. At least to me, being able to create my own brand show would be cool because you can already create your own general manager. As we've seen when we streamed it a couple of years ago, we could create ourselves general managers. Let me create my own brand. And I think that would be a fun element. Overall, the game's really good. It plays well. The island's all right. I had some issues getting onto it a couple times. Let me import, though, my character into it that I've already created. Not having to recreate another character for that. That would be helpful. You can get rid of the overall. Just let me bring the one I've already designed and I have to redesign it for the island. Perfect.
Especially since this is an online service, it would make sense that you could just import.
Just let me import my guy over. It's already in the game. It's data there. Just let me import it like I do into career mode. So let me import it so I don't have to make another character. Overall, game plays well. The big topic that's with a lot of discussion is the ringside path. It's a great idea in theory. There are a lot of people who don't like it. I get it. I understand. If you're buying it, if you're buying something, spending a lot of money, you will want your content right away. But they were also very upfront. Hey, this is the new system. People are also making a very big deal about it, trying to unlock it all and have it, you know, it's like it's a hard task to unlock it all and not having the time to do it. I understand this. But you also bought the video game to play the game. I have gone through my faction, one tour of my faction. I've gone through two seasons of My Rise, done a few different matches, did showcase. I'm at level 28 so far. That's not bad progress. In theory, it's 8 matches a day. You can earn a level. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult. But I understand why people would be frustrated. But again, as someone who has played games with battle passes, and in this case a ringside pass, but with battle passes, for the example of Fortnite, and I have for years, where you're still paying money for that pass, you still have to earn the experience points to get the things you want. And if you don't reach it by a certain time, you actually lose out. Here, you have all the time in the world to get what you pay for. Not hard. People just need to stop overreacting and just play the game. You'll unlock everything in no time. If you want to throw more money at it, they give you the option to buy tiers like any other system. Again, no one told you to buy a $150 version of the game if you don't have time to grind for it. You could have just bought the base game and then waited and bought things as you go. But overall, go ahead.
I will say this. I do understand their point.
Yeah, I understand it. I understand it all.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like if it's not timed, right? Like if one season ends and then you go to the next, but you still have the other season that you can finish where you aren't going to lose out, then it's a moot point because like you have all the time in the world. So whether if you don't have time, like if you work, you know, 80 hours a week and you can only play 2K like once a week, you're not going to miss out on the content that you have already paid for. You just have to grind for it. You just have to work for it unless you want to pay additional money to get it. Now, if it was timed seasons where you were going to miss out, the argument is entirely valid because it's, I paid $150 for this game. I should get the content I was promised based on that payment.
Right. And when you're paying like you're paying the $150 to unlock all the extra characters from which you get up front. You do get characters up front when you pay for the 150 the different version. But in the passes, you're paying the extra money for each ringside pass, which is $10 each pass, which unlock as the months go on. So it's like, you know what you're paying for, especially up front. They tell you what you're getting and what you have to work.
Yeah.
It's all about putting in the time. And if you don't have the time, I understand why you're frustrated. But again, that you don't have to cheese it. And I know people cheesed it right away. They had to, you know, patch the cheese where everyone was using a submission hold on Eric Bischoff in 60 seconds because he was the lowest ranked character in the game to cheese experience points. You just play the game, you will get it. It's not a difficult task. Just enjoy the game because guess what? The game is really good. The base game is really, really good. It's great graphics. The gameplay is smooth. It is not as wacky and weird, and it's not as buggy as people would hope it would have been. It's very smooth. It plays really, really well. They're continuing to make changes and updates and making sure everything runs smooth. There's lasting appeal to the game, which is good, especially with the additional passes and have to come back to play the game more. There's lasting appeal to playing the game. So yeah, 2K26, a nice step forward. A lot of quality of life changes. They added a bunch of things, and they'll continue to do so. I've been enjoying it. I've had a lot of fun streaming it. We'll stream some more of it down the line. But go out of your way. Go get WWE 2K26. It's now available for Xbox Series X, S, PS5, PC via Steam, and on the Nintendo Switch 2. Thanks to 2K for providing access to the video game. So yes, this was your WWE 2K26 review right here on the rack.
GG's, everybody. GG's. Go get your game now. And with that, we're done.
We are, in fact, done. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday night, it's the all-time greatest WrestleMania championship match on Russell Talk Radio. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show. When Raw ends, we are live to talk all about it. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the Rack. Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcasts, you search the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button, subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can use creator code ROCKINSOCK or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store when you buy the brand new Battle Pass, Game of Thrones, and even a couple more WWE superstars, probably around WrestleMania, and so much more, including Peak. Because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me in on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@somelynn'sward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we will see you next week. Till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.